And here we go. This is Flash Somebody at the Dropping a Coil show on the RealLibertyMedia.com. And tonight with Larry Woods and Rob Works, we are going to define who exactly owns the color blue. But can you hear me there, Grimner? Did we make it to the sound wave world? I don't know. I would take a guess and say, yeah, thanks, Grim, for the place to play. And for your chatting extravaganza tonight, we have in the chat room for you Barman Beetle, Grimner Moose Girl, Kate Anti-Asmo. Oh, okay, thanks, Grim. And Chloe Chelsea Dini. Sir Chloe, hello, honey. Chloe again. Dan Van Meter, me. Grumpy Work, Gramsy. Grams, hey, Grams is around. Jay's Nines, Jay's Meisterbrow. Prince, Rob Work, that's the bubbler. Hear him? He's the bubbler. Trust no one. Vanna White, Weather Dork, The Phantom, CC66, Cyborg Noodle, Indecive, Frumpy Matt, WJ2002, Mr. Snick. Hey, somebody jumped on. Hey, Larry jumped on the chat room. Ponsas, Kawazimoto _ Salt Lake City Mike, who ought to update his name. He's not there no more. Smartass and the Holiest Roger. So if you got questions for Larry or Rob, or you want to say something super intelligent, we have the chat room available for your typing needs. So who's starting tonight? One of you guys got something to kick off with? And wait, I called the show tonight, It's a Cruel World Indeed. Take it away, guys.
Indeed. After what you just said, I can't talk today. Sorry.
Okay, I guess that's a wrap.
See you next week, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Well, we could do the show really backward and start out with a fishing report. That would make you feel better, Larry.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go fishing for a while.
Uh-oh.
got to go by myself. Sunday. It was wonderful. Yeah. I caught six. The wind was blowing out of the north, so in my mind it was supposed to be a really bad day. The biggest one was between 3 and 4 pounds, closer to 3 than 4. And the littlest one was barely the length of my hand. So it was a mixed day. They were all bass.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Cool.
It was fun. When the wind got up about 10:30, I pulled back into shore and left. I just like going out.
It's like an easy day out on the lake.
Yep. Yep.
You have fans, Larry.
I have who?
You have a fan? Just chanting your name in the chat room. Larry, Larry, Larry.
Who is it?
Donna.
Oh, hi, Donna. I like Donna.
Yeah.
Donna's a nice lady.
She is a sweetheart. Until you piss her off.
Well, and then aren't they all?
Yeah, that's the truth.
Aren't we all?
Hey, what's this we stuff, buddy?
Yeah, shut up!
I'm under contract. And I don't disclose all the finer details.
I'm Mr. Nice Guy until you get me riled up.
Oh, aren't we all? Please.
Sure.
I don't have an enemy in the world except on the internet.
Really?
Where? I absolutely nobody in physical life. In fact, today, we have a neighbor 5 houses up the road, and they've got 2 kids, a couple, 2 children, 2 dogs, and they need a bigger house because their kids are growing up. And I run into this guy, and he is huge. He must be close to 7 feet. And when I shook his hand goodbye, I thought I'd got it stuck in a door. I'm just the size of it. He doesn't know his own strength. I mean, my God, he's a gorilla. I mean, he didn't hurt me, but I mean, I felt like, holy fuck, if he squeezes, I'm going to cry like a little child. Anyway, so and I'm interacting with these, you know, big, tall, tattooed, crazy-looking people on the main street all the time in front of the stores. People have gotten familiar. I'm part of that group, you know.
Yeah.
The one-of-a-kinds. I think that's more how you would... If you had group us together, you would never know what the common link was. Except but we're all breathing air. Yeah.
A group of unique people.
Yeah, and there's... I'm lucky to be amongst that right now.
Yeah.
I was hearing some terrible things about my fellows back in the old fatherland, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And you don't sound too pleased about being in Arkansas anymore there, Toto.
Yeah, it's, it's everywhere. People suck.
Yes. But then in some cases, that's a good thing.
Dupes and dipshits.
All the sheep. Just think, when all this is over with and nobody needs to wear a mask or has to wear a mask or is supposed to wear a mask anymore, about 50% of them sheep are still going to wear their stupid mask.
Yep.
You really think they're going to live that long to where it's going to matter? I think the illnesses that the between all the negative and the lockdowns and the crap input, and if you already feel that badly, then where do you have to go besides further down? It's a loser game to play.
Yeah, this fear. I've been afraid. Okay, I was in the war. I was afraid, and fear is a physical thing that grabs hold of your spine, and the more afraid you are, the harder it squeezes. And people are being locked down. They're getting snatched hold of so tight that they can't do anything. They can no longer think. All they can do is sit there and shake in fear. That ain't no way to live your life. If you're going to die, you're going to die. Period. You have no way to stop that. When it's your time, you're going to go. So, you know, don't live like you're going to go in the next 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, I'll shut up.
I don't disagree with you. I just feel really guilty because I'm the only one that ever brags about how good shit is on radio anymore. Everybody else is complaining.
Yeah.
I'm telling me all these horrible stories. Well, I don't mean individually everybody. I mean the group where there's masses, where there's big pop. Here in Denmark, Copenhagen is just fucking up really bad over this COVID crap again.
Yeah.
But the smaller places don't want to play.
Anywhere there's large groups of people.
Yeah, but where there's smaller communities, they're starting to go, no, let's not do this.
Yeah.
But, again, we depend on the traffic from... You know, people commuting in and out of Copenhagen here.
So. Okay. Let's look at it a little bit scientifically, and I'm not much of a scientist, but people in the big cities, they don't have dirt. Okay, they got concrete and they got asphalt and they got big steel buildings, but they don't have dirt. So they don't build up, and they don't go out in the country mostly. So they don't build up an immunity like the folks that farm and inhale all the crop dust and all the pollens from all the different plants and all the things that you get when you're in nature. And they tune themselves to the earth by walking on the earth. So that's why in your big cities, the folks get sick easy. That's why I don't like a big city.
George Carlin would argue with you on that one. His immune system was tempered in raw shit.
Yeah, but I've got a serious question for you, Larry.
That one. Yeah.
Well, I'm the one that likes the joke, too. Anyway, does because I do this, so I'm asking for your input. Does an hour a day of walking outside, does that really change the overall that much? You know what I mean? And as opposed to not walking the hour every day.
Walking is wonderful and being outside is wonderful, but if you're not barefoot or sitting your butt on the ground, then you don't retune yourself.
It's too cold in the wintertime here for that.
Yeah.
I'm not that brave.
Yeah, that's why folks don't go out much. Or, you know, the weather.
In the wintertime, I've acclimated or whatever. I go to the grocery every day, sometimes every other day. It depends on how bad things are.
Yeah.
But that, you know, it takes an hour, a little over, something like that. So I'm thinking, well, that's some kind of getting up and getting out and being physical.
Yeah, that's good for you. That's really good for you.
But as little as an hour a day, does that really make, because that's all I'm going to really put out there.
Absolutely, yeah. That's all you need.
And then put it this way, an hour is better than no hour.
Yeah, but, well, one of the chatters was bringing up they're going to start running again. And I grew up a swimmer, and I thought running was for crazy people that didn't know about water.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do prefer swimming over running.
Yeah, because the pounding you put on your knees.
Yeah, running's rough on your body, and swimming exercises more muscles.
Yeah. Until I was about 40 or 45 or so, I stopped working regular kind of physical shit. I was pretty solid, and now I'm older. Now I've softened up a little bit. But even at my size, when people would bump into me, I wouldn't move. It didn't, you know, they'd go, wow, damn. Okay, that was a long time ago. But now I'm old and flimsy, you know. Now when people bump into me, they say they're sorry for hitting me because I'm an old guy.
We're liable to tear that old guy up. Oh, no.
You got to watch out for them old guys.
No, nothing like that. I'm just talking about like being in the bar or the grocery store where there's crowd. You know, you can't. It's a smaller place. These buildings are everything about this lifestyle is smaller.
Yeah, you need to ground your wire.
And we don't have. Yeah, we don't have.
That's exactly right.
Well,
you can do that. Drag a wire along behind you.
Why?
Hold on to it with your hand. That'll ground you. That'll do the same as taking your shoes off.
Really?
The earth will instill a frequency into that. No, the earth will instill a frequency into that conductor, no matter what kind of wire it is, what kind of metal it is. And that frequency will go through that conductor into your body through your hand.
Yeah.
Even on concrete?
Not on concrete.
Okay,
no.
You got to be on the grass, right?
Yeah, on real dirt.
Right. Oh,
earth.
Yeah, grass. Okay, I've got a yard. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't. This is planet Earth, not planet asphalt.
Okay. Is there a particular if there was a piece of wire, what would you prefer a certain wire over another, or you just use anything? Copper, steel, didn't matter.
I would prefer copper. But absolutely any piece of metal
conductive
will convey that frequency.
Okay. All right. So if I had a damn broom handle made out of some kind of cheap whatever metal they make it out of.
Yeah.
Wow, because they've got metal ones.
That's the one that'll scrape off the paint or you're going to hold on to it.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to try that.
Actually, for changing your frequency, that doesn't matter. But you're going to be generating a small electrical charge as well. And that's why you scrape off the paint, so that you absorb that charge.
Now, is there any kind of physical reaction you'll notice, or is it just something that would just feel like you're just dragging a stick, big deal?
Yeah, you'll be just dragging a stick. You won't feel anything.
Yeah, anymore. It's not going to be like, oh. Yeah, you're not going to feel
it.
Now, if you really want to get fancy, you could get you a copper rod, a ground rod from the hardware store, drive it into the ground, run a wire off of that onto a copper sheet,
and lay down on that thing naked.
Yeah.
If you really want to get serious about it.
Yeah. Absolutely. That would be the best thing that you could ever come up with.
All right. And what kind of results would you expect this to give you if you were to follow the directions Rob just gave us?
Okay, you're being bombarded with 440 frequencies right now, which is not harmonious with the Earth. It's not harmonious with any of the human frequencies. It ain't harmonious with nothing. So,
specifically your body.
Yeah. And once your body is retuned to the Earth frequencies, then all of your organs begin to function like they're supposed to, rather than being out of sync. We're a motor. We're a fine-tuned motor. And if you put the right fuel in us, we can do wonderful things. But if you're out of timing, which is what frequency is, that motor don't run worth a hoot.
Yeah, you get all sputters and backfires and just...
Now, like me, I got sputters and backfires.
Well, Grim just made a comment about... he said... I lost it.
432 hertz for the wind.
Yeah, for the wind. Yeah, I thought it was higher. Anyway, it just brings me back to... If we have the ability to change these things in our own environment, are they available to us to control the 432 to create it, the HC? You know what I mean? Or am I not getting this one across?
Yeah, we can create it. That's
the whole point of the coil system.
Okay, but no. I'm getting my internet service delivered to me, right?
Yeah.
And it's on 440, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So how do I, as a guy that's sitting here in my chair, how do I make it into 432 and eliminate the Nazis?
You would have to put your entire electrical system on the frequency modulator, which is basically a rheostat. What you need to do is get everybody together and go to the power company and say, look, we're all going to unplug for a week if you do not change the frequency to 432. That's a matter of them turning one dial at the power company, one dial per generator.
Yeah.
They're all frequency modulated because those generators spin up a whole lot faster than 432 times a second.
Yeah, but all the protesters are kind of tied up right now.
Yeah.
They got another project they're working on. Nobody knows what it is. They show up every fucking day and they're protesting. Remember I complained at Mary about that 2 million people gathered for a World Series win?
Yeah.
And through that, nobody said a goddamn thing worth remembering.
Yeah.
Oh, but there was no violence. Yeah, but they could have legalized weed that day. 2 million people gathered together. And when they get those kind of groups, all they do is they bomb each other, call each other bad names.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Throw rocks
we
at
live
each
amongst
other.
Idiots, Rob. I mean, what the fuck?
Tell me about it. I've been screaming it for 30 fucking years.
Yeah, but they call us bad names, Rob.
Yeah,
we're conspiracy theorists.
We don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Well, you know, if your indoctrination teaches you to believe that, whenever somebody comes to you with an alternative, that there's something wrong with that person, well, then that's how you're going to grow up and behave as an adult. I got raised by people that kind of taught me to make up your own fucking mind. Don't depend on me to tell you what it is. What am I, father? That was a joke. Did I mute? Help, help, I'm alone.
No, I didn't.
I chased Rob off. No.
No, we just left. Moose, well, you did good. Go to another sweat lodge every time you get a chance.
Boom, got it.
There you go.
That brings up a good point. A sweat lodge or a sauna, whatever, you can sweat out the toxins in your body. If you do it the way most Indians do it, you purify your body with 3 days of fasting before you go into the sweat lodge, and then your body will literally kick out all of the impurities. It's one of the best things that you can do for yourself, as well as going outside and walking barefoot. And you do that a lot.
And when you live in cold extremes, then what do?
Then you wear something that's got leather soles rather than rubber soles. That way you maintain contact with the earth.
Oh, my.
Really?
Just like your skin was thicker. That's the only difference. But the rubber insulates you from that and absorbs the frequency.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, all these little subtle things that have been done for the sake of convenience and price and all that horseshit, all they turned out to be is ways to slow us down so we can not progress.
Yeah, keep you stupid. That's what 440 does. It makes you agitated. Makes you mad all the time.
Is that what it is?
Stupid, sir. I know. You know, there's people on the chat rooms that I engage in, and some of them, people call me bad names because I don't comply with the social order. Do you comply with the social order, Larry?
I be what I'm going to be all the time. I am the same all the time. And none of this crap is affecting me in the very least. They give me a mask at the restaurant. I lay it on the table.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
I've been pretty upset about what I saw coming out of Australia on the internet.
Yeah. That's getting bad down there.
Wow. Well, okay. Now, here's the question that I have, being as I came into the internet later. I didn't start out when it was new, right?
Yeah.
So, to me, it's now I'm starting to get to the point where I wonder if this isn't the government producing a show for us to see so that people will be afraid. Or is it real? I mean, wow, what a position to be in the 20th century.
You hear me say it all the time. It's a hell of a show.
What's that, you?
Yeah.
Oh, I had you confused with my imaginary friend Hansel. I thought it was Hans that said that.
Gee, thanks.
Well, come on. It's a radio show. If I don't make you laugh or at least laugh at you, what's the point?
You're doing it wrong.
I must see. Well, you're a tough fucker anyway.
Yeah.
So, Tuesday, I did a solo. I finally went. I ditched it for 2 weeks. I couldn't think of anything that wasn't negative for 2 weeks. It was terrible. But this week, I was talking about my version of censorship, and I just thought maybe it would be kind of cool to hear you guys' version of how you think censorship is and how you cope with it. Because I already did it, so if you heard it, you heard it, and if you didn't, eh.
Yeah.
But I heard you or Rob talk about it.
No, I think everybody knows my position pretty much. Nothing that comes out on the TV is believable. So, my default position is if it's coming from the government, it's bullshit until proven otherwise.
I agree. Damn, that's three of us. Uh-oh. Hey, we just formed a herd.
Damn it.
I'm starting to panic. Well, when you all agree about something, isn't that like that herd thing?
Well, you have to wear the bell. You have to wear the bell.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Wow.
You wear the bell. They always shoot at the guy with the bell.
Exactly. Of course. course, I'd probably be a little harder to hit than your average bear. But what I was getting at is, you recognize censorship in life, and there's, you know, obviously things that you feel are censored, but how do you cope with things that are censored? Do you watch them anyway just because they're fucking censored? What does that mean?
Yeah. If I hear about something that's censored or blacklisted or banned or whatever, that just makes me want to look at it.
Yep, me too. It makes me believe.
That'll make me want to go out and dig it up somewhere because YouTube banned it or whoever.
Yeah, every time they fact-check me, I go back to what I did, and that just meant that it was right.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you put out the scientific information. So you're always going to get people that are going to challenge you. But I thought that's what you wanted.
I do, but I don't want Facebook telling everybody, oh, don't believe this bullshit.
But they've got every right to do that, don't they?
No, they don't, because it's supposed to be an open forum. It's
okay,
not open.
Well, but see, freedom of speech, Larry, does not indicate you're telling the truth. It just means you're free to say it.
That's right.
So if you're free to say it, then isn't somebody else just as free to stop you from saying it?
Yeah, it doesn't mean I don't get pissed off about it.
Oh, that part. Yeah.
Well, here's the bottom line. Those companies, YouTube, Facebook, Google, are all quote-unquote privately held companies. And therefore, they are not under any obligation to honor free speech or anything else under the con. So it comes back to just like in the RLM chat, like I tell Grim, this is like your virtual living room, and you have a right to dictate and regulate what goes on in your own fucking living room. And it's not any kind of violation of freedom of speech or anything else to shut a fucking idiot up or kick him completely out of the fucking room.
Yep.
That's my position.
Wow. Aren't you a little extreme there, mister?
You know, it's your living room. What do you, you know? Are you going to let a bunch of crackheads come and hang out in your fucking living room and tear your fucking house up? Just because, it's freedom of speech or association or what the fuck ever you want to call it?
Yeah, but the internet in itself does not really compare with the physical world in that respect. Because I can ignore people with a button click and a few line of text. Boom,
well,
they're gone.
True. I get that. And I don't have a problem. And you've seen it if you've watched and paid attention. You've seen what my position is in the chat room. I don't care what the fuck anybody says. But when people start leaving because of your annoying bullshit, that's when it starts affecting other people, okay?
Yeah.
That's when it starts. I mean, it's happened. That's the whole thing we went through with certain people in the chat room. So others I can ignore, and it's fine because other people talk to them, get along with them, or whatever. That's your choice. But you know, as long as people aren't leaving because you are making such an ass of yourself, like Goober did. Getting drunk, being stupid. I wasn't speaking about Vinny, Grim, but,
where does it say anything about Vinny?
Grim has said you can say Vinny's name, there she goes. Anyway.
Sock puppet. Wow.
But anyway, you know. It happened with Beth D. It happened with Juana Taco. It happened, you know, it's happened. A lot of people have left I thought Mike was going to leave there for a little while because of the bullshit, but I think he figured out how to get over that. So, you know, because I appreciate Mark's input. He's very intelligent, and he studies things, you know, intelligent stuff.
Yeah, but whenever you voice a strong opinion in a room full of people...
Oh, yeah, you're going to piss somebody off.
Somebody's going to call you stupid.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. I got my own personal guy to call me that.
Yeah.
Just one, yeah. Everybody else...
Yeah, you can call me anything you want. I don't give a shit. I really don't.
I can't read it.
It doesn't matter.
I just want my fan club. Thank you.
I'm not here for the for that.
Well, I call.
You know, I'm not here for anybody's approval or anything else. I'm here to speak my truth as I see it. Yeah. Try to share information. Try to help people as much as I can. You know, I try to be helpful if people have any kind of things that they need help with. If I have knowledge to share about it. So, and that's just the way I am about life.
Well, I was just struck by all the censorship involved with this COVID stuff. And what's really bizarre to me about the whole thing is it's a global pandemic, yet everybody's dealing with it differently.
Well, yeah, and then you look at Sweden, and they didn't do anything, and it's over there. The curve is gone.
Yeah, the Danes are taking shit from the population, the Danish government, for, hey, how come Sweden's fucking doing better than we are? What the hell's going on?
Yeah, and they didn't lock down or do masks or none of that shit.
No, but it goes to prove that it's nothing more than a political stand.
It's a power grab.
Nothing to do with any fucking virus. We've been screwed.
It's all about power, conditioning, and control.
Okay, but they use censorship or the threat of it to control their own herd.
Well, yeah, they don't want you hearing about how there's only, you know, less than 1% of the people dying. they don't want you hearing. Oh, speaking of censorship, there's a funny thing that just happened. It's been posted in the chat a couple times already about how somebody was interviewing on Fox and started to say something about how George Soros is funding all the BLM and all that bullshit, and they shut that shit down quick. Did you see that?
No, I'm in Denmark, Rob.
Well, I assume you pay attention to some of the chat.
Oh, yeah, but see, I'm up and about in the worst times.
Let me dig, or
everybody's asleep. Time's ahead of you a little bit.
Yeah, and the point is, you know, Fox is supposed to be the anti-left. Or the right-leaning news organization. But they just censored this guy from talking about George Soros, and now he's behind financing all the... I think you were talking about all the Marxist attorney generals, I think, is the one he was... He's putting millions into, you know, political campaigns and affecting the outcome of the elections.
They're afraid George Soros will buy them and fire everybody.
Yeah.
It just sounds like more bullshit to distract to me than anything. There's nothing realistic to me about government. It's all fantasy.
Right, right.
Stories on the internet, shit I've never seen. You know, even when it comes down to, like, the Germans were supposed to be rebelling against the COVID lockdowns.
You see it.
They're, it's 100, about 100 miles to the German border. But yet, I don't feel any of that German stuff over here.
Okay.
Hell, I don't even feel any of the Copenhagen stuff where I'm at.
Yeah.
So, I'm stuck on this belief that as long as you're in a small community where you know people and you've known some of them for a period of time,
it softens
this whole anonymous, they're going to get me sick and I'm going to die story. You know, with the masks and the hand sanitizer and the distancing shit. No. But what the smart people in the opposition are doing is they're using fake numbers, and they're claiming, see, the COVID is not attacking you because you're doing these things we told you to do.
Yeah, right.
Not, it's a hoax and there's nothing to be afraid of. Sorry, we were just fucking around. No. We don't get that. Just one apology from a government would probably give me a stroke at my age. If they did it, they'd wipe us all out, huh? What do you think, Larry?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I heard you snickering.
I'm ready for it. Let them come.
So I posted that link. It was Newt Gingrich.
On
Fox talking about how George Soros. The problem in these cities is George Soros elected left-wing, anti-police, pro-criminal district attorneys who refuse to keep these criminals locked up, which we've heard several stories about how, you know, they're just turning these violent criminals loose on the streets for whatever excuse, you know.
Yeah, the no-bail release crap is dead. If you get busted, you got to go to jail. And, you know, that's the way they do it for everybody else. Let's not make special rules for people that don't follow the law.
People that hear me talk about cops will think I'm anti-law enforcement. But I'm not really. I'm actually much harsher against crime than the system itself. The problem is that, you know, real crimes aren't being punished enough to be a deterrent. And non-crimes, victimless crimes, are being focused on. And so you've got jails full of people that, you know, had a plant or were, you know, smoking something or had a couple drinks before they went home. You know, but they haven't hurt anybody. They haven't caused any damage or harm to anyone.
Yep.
And the ones that are out there raping children and, you know, robbing people and beating people up, you know, they're in there for a few months and they're out again. Or they don't even do any jail time. They get out on probation because they make more money that way. When you get on probation, you have to pay a fee every month to those probation people. They pay for it. It's job security.
And go to all kinds of expensive classes.
Yeah, it's a racket. It's all a racket. It's all connected.
He snuck that in, Grim.
I love it. I like Grim Show. Grim and Circle.
They'll be glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's a good show and it's a good concept. I mean, because it's true. I mean, everything is. It's all tied together. Everything we do, top to bottom, it's all corrupt as fuck.
Yep. And I'm going to call it a study and tell people it's true. Now what?
We're no study out there.
Okay, how in the fuck did we get from where we were, say, 110 years ago, to the point we are collectively now? It is unimaginable.
We allowed the bankers to take over our money system.
Yep.
Okay, well, how come they didn't get me to join their evil prison gang?
Because you're not in the family.
Oh, damn. Hold on. And I got this nose and this circumcision for nothing. What a ripoff.
Yeah, it's not enough just to be a Jew. You got to be in the right family.
Oh, well, yeah, plus the right synagogues and the history, you know, you'd have
it's not what you know, too, you know.
That. What do they call it? Not traditional, but...
Orthodox.
Or that. Yeah, you know your religion nutter.
I have studied with you.
Oh, yeah, what were you, like a Catholic hostage for 12 years?
No, Protestant. Presbyterian, Baptist.
I don't know. It all sounds like the same malarkey to me.
It's all religion, Edward.
I like the way Beadle puts it. So, if that was the truth, I'd believe it. It's funny. and he's never shy about it. Just ask him.
Yeah.
Beadle has an opinion or two. I don't even think he's with us tonight, eh?
He hasn't been. He's out doing estimates today, I think he said. Doing job proposals or something.
I usually catch him in the when I'm up. He's just getting up, and I'm getting ready to go out and do stuff.
Yeah.
So I get a minute to chat with him sometimes. He's a funny character.
Yeah.
He makes me smile.
Cool. He's good people.
So what are you going to do about the curfews?
What
or
curfews?
Do you not have them where you are?
We don't have curfews. We don't even have mandatory masks in public. It's just indoors in restaurants and stuff like that. And most of the people here, just ignore it. Your bigger box stores are going to be, you know, your corporate stuff, they're going to be sticklers. You know, your Walmart, Kroger's, and those kind of places. But all your little shops and stuff, they don't give a fuck.
Ooh, I got mad today when I was on my wander.
Yeah.
I was headed out to go out and drink some alcohol at the local tavern. And on my way, you know what I looked down on the ground and saw?
A mask.
Two of them. Yep, on the same walk. They're supposedly covered in this deadly freaking virus.
When you saw that, did it piss you off more than seeing, like, say, a beer can or a?
Because the beer cans are left out for people to pick them up. So they
okay,
can
well, let me say a McDonald's bag. How about that?
It's about the same. You disgusting fuck. You couldn't put it in the trash.
That
mentality towards
it's the same
but,
shit.
But see, this is how seriously people are taking this fucking thing.
It's a fad. It's a fad. They all jumped on board. It's like they're a bunch of fanboys. They started this fad and got it going. Of course, they put some mandatory shit behind it, but. They've made it into a fad, and now, you know, it's a fashion statement. They got all these, there's one people are selling a fucking mask for $1,000 or some stupid shit.
Yep.
I mean, you fucking moron. I'd have to go stand there and watch these people come out with these masks on and just laugh at and point at them and call them fucking morons.
Hey, you know what my last indication that the money was gone, all of it, it's all gone. And that was the day I realized they are allowing people to go into functioning banks wearing masks. In fact, they're insisting on it.
Yeah. Oh,
there's nothing left to steal. It's all gone. You're gone.
Yeah, there's no money in the bank. They don't have any money there to speak of. Maybe 20 grand. At any given
time? I don't
know
about how much they keep on hand, but what I'm saying is in the overall, it's collapsed. It's over. And all these little things that they allow you to do are they're kind of laughing at us because if you couldn't do this a year ago because you might get arrested for being a thief, well, how come you can do it now? And if you don't do that now, you could be arrested for being a booger snot on public. Yeah, you could do it on grandma and kill
her. You granny killer.
Well, how does this set with a whole society is okay with these complete 180 turns? And what? Just the other day, we were being told, don't do this. And now we're being told, if you don't do this, we're going to punish you. What? Well, I would assume there'd be bank robberies up the fucking wazoo.
Yeah, that's like a license to steal, right?
In a sense, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're defunding police. Who are they going to call?
Right.
All the Hell's Angels. They'll come and protect you for 10%.
Just have a bunch of people, a bunch of friends go over and walk into Walmart with no masks on and get all the cops over there.
Yeah. And then
chasing the no-maskers down.
See, Well, beside that, I mean, today a criminal has no imagination, you know? If I was a criminal mind in America right now, I would steal a dump truck. I would back that dump truck into a gun store, and I would take everything that wasn't bolted down. Boom. And here these people are. They collect in the hundreds, and they burn a store to the ground and steal TV sets.
Yeah.
Wow, that's going to really help in the famine, I'm telling you.
Oh, they're idiots. Yeah, let's go steal the fucking, the worst weapon on the planet to look at it and get ourselves programmed more.
It's insane. But they can watch little girls.
Here, have some fluoridated water. Have some fluoridated water while you're at it.
I wonder if that doesn't ignite some of these social disorders that they accuse people of having. And they're probably a result of watching this shit on idiot box programs and taking it beyond entertainment into, wow, this is real. Come on, it's a movie, you know. And it usually starts, the ones they'll comment back about it, the scary ones. Oh, that's scary. Or violent. Oh, I can't look at that. Okay. Well, you did look at it. It's too late. You've been corrupted.
And people that let their 12-year-old girls dress like sluts and wonder why they're pregnant at 14.
Ouch. That's a strong thing to say. Well, you know what? Does it really? But still, I remember being 14. Not a lot of development was finished in those tender years. So I think, wow, what kind of weirdo is attracted to a 12-year-old girl? When I was 12-year-old boy, it was like they're like boys still. They weren't quite girls. You know what I mean or not? It's been a long life. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But when it was about 14, then all of a sudden, hey.
Yeah.
So, and then as a father of two girls over my lifetime, I also have this outlook about, well, that could be my daughter. You know, it's not that it could be mine, but the idea, just not that it could be, but the idea that it could be is enough.
That's the same as my daughter, and that daughter has a dad out there, and I'm sure he feels the same way I do.
But see, society, it pushes us into behaving, to responding to certain inputs.
Yeah.
And then when you try to tell people about it, they call you nuts, like they call Rod and Larry and me.
Mm-hmm. Who called me a nut?
Well, you know,
besides Chloe and the Canes.
You know what? Those people, they disturb the shit because they're bored. If they had something better to do than disturb the shit, they'd be out doing it. That's all. And you know, we need a certain amount of that to balance out our perfection. You know?
Yeah.
Because if people didn't come along and you know, throw shit at us once in a while, we'd be perfect. So we have to have that balance. I don't know. I'm making this up as I go. How's it working?
Oh, shit.
Well, I did read a story about, I think it was an Indian rug maker. Maybe it was Persian. I think it was Persian. And they make these fucking handmade rugs, and they're just goddamn beautiful and very expensive, right?
Yeah.
But they say that at one spot on that rug is an imperfection put there on purpose.
Absolutely. And it's the same with native beadwork, American Indian beadwork. Only God is perfect. Everybody else makes mistakes. So in beadwork, there'll be one bead that's the wrong color or pattern that's totally out of place.
Yeah. They use that for a signature, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's their signature.
Paying homage to a more intelligent being.
Yeah.
The Westerners have a real hard problem with that in reality. They say it verbally, but they don't...
It's all lip service.
Yeah, because they don't physically show any sign of backbone. It's all chasing groups to be a part of and belonging to them.
Yeah, it's all lip service and virtue signaling.
And then there's us, of course. I like to separate from the herd.
Yeah.
I'd be a terrible herdsman.
I am blatantly anti-religionator.
Yes, an anti-socialized religion.
Yeah.
Yet you have a vast knowledge of the written bit.
Oh, I've studied religion.
Right.
Quite extensively. And I never found one that would that was believable. So,
well, you had to study them to figure that out? Okay.
Well, I was forced to study Christianity for all of my, up until I was 14 or so, when I started leaving home.
Yeah, I was sarcastic to you, Rob. I know from experience that the things that you know were more than likely put to you. You didn't ask for them.
Oh, yeah. I was a fully programmed, born-again Christian at one point.
Yeah.
My mom was... We talked about it the other day in the chat room, how she burned my Judas Priest album. After the last show, we talked about it. She burned my Judas Priest albums and my Kiss albums, and she was hardcore dumper, man.
Wow.
And that's what I grew up with.
Huh. Well, that explains your happiness. Well, some people...
It took a long time to get over that.
I just feel that how my history compares to somebody that claims, well, you had I had a forced childhood too, but I rebelled against it in ways that they finally gave up trying to fight me at. So I won real young. I should, they couldn't control me, but they tried really hard. But not in the religious sense, but more in the structure and go to school and become something and all that.
Go to school, get good girls, get a good job, work 40 years, retire.
Yeah. And at 12, I had already figured out there's something wrong with
that.
I didn't know what it was for a few years after that, but it started to surface, the rebellion. And you can't tell me what to do.
Same here. Yeah, I knew I was being fed a line from early on, so... Yeah, I think it was seventh grade. At the beginning of seventh grade history class, they started it exactly the same way they did sixth grade history class. I mean, it was exact same fucking course curriculum. I mean, same exact. I mean, back then I had almost perfect recall. I think I've told the story how I did in school. I'd go to school, first week of school, I'd have all the books read. Okay, because I was a bookworm. And so I'd have all the books read and go into class. And I'd fuck off in class or not even show up. But there at the end, I was only showing up on Fridays to take their little pop quiz. And I'd ace it. And they thought I was cheating. Because, I was never in class. I never, paid attention. When I was in class, I was sleeping or drawing or doodling or whatever. But then I'd ace the test. And I said, test me again. Put me in a room by myself. Whatever, dude, And
what all that stuff taught me was all they want you to do is just repeat them.
Exactly. They don't care about whether you're learning anything or getting any skills or knowledge. They just want you to be able to regurgitate the lines.
Yeah, and in those days, in the 60s, when I was just late 69, 70, 71, those few years, my folks had encyclopedia and an unabridged dictionary. So I had opportunity to go into books to find out, hey, what did this book say about this stuff they're telling me?
Yeah.
And sometimes there'd be two different stories about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, hey, well, what about this? No, we don't talk about that here. And that was 13 or 14, the last time I heard a teacher tell me, well, we don't talk about that. And I went, oh, fuck this, then. I'm not coming here anymore. You people are fucking idiots. And I thought, yeah, and I've been like that ever since. You know, and, but one thing I wanted to point out, too, about memory, I once, when I was young, had a much clearer, better recall, but
yeah.
Now I'm 60, so I've got all this shit from the last 45, 50 years on top of the...
yeah.
So it's harder for me to recall now than it was when I was 15 or 20 or 30.
Yeah.
Now I find it a little difficult. I struggle. Yeah.
Well, things get...
For words.
Things get prioritized. And, you know, inconsequential bullshit tends to get faded out real quick.
Well, I know. We're living in it. We're just stewing in this fucking ooze of bullshit. At every
yep.
level of government, religion, education, anything social,
yeah.
it's all based on bullshit.
It's inundated with crap.
And here we are, you know. Somehow or another, though, the people that understand what we talk about, the three of us separately, they seem to know that, hey, they're on to something.
Yeah.
It's not going to ever attract a large crowd, so don't get too crazy about it. You're going to only get so many people interested. But the ones that are, they already know what we know. They're beating
yeah.
out of the,
yeah, somewhat.
The generations behind us.
Yeah.
They're going to change laws. They'll have, in 20 years... There will be American gun laws, and the kids will have been bred out of, oh, we hate guns, because they punished them for liking guns.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep. It's all about
wow.
social engineering.
When I was growing up, yeah, people had...
From their school.
They had gun racks in their fucking trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We took our guns and bows during those seasons to school with us, because
yeah.
we were going right after school.
Yeah.
And none of us little kids said anything about it, you know, where we weren't afraid of the guns or nothing. It was like
yeah.
part of it was normal.
Yeah.
And then over the '70s it just slowly got illegalized.
Yeah.
Rules, codes, all this bullshit, this legal American thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what they do is they train the kids behind the parents' back, out of their control, because both parents gotta work now to survive.
Yeah.
So the kids are raised by the fucking state, and then people are wondering why there's riots from coast to coast.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, because the government made it that way.
Yeah, yeah, I've made my opinion about schools clear for a long time. Probably can tell you.
Not to you. No,
well,
no,
whatever.
I'm not.
But anyway, she knows I've been against public schools for as long as I can remember. Well, since I was in one.
Yeah, we're dropping a coil, though. You writing it in the chat room and using the radio as a platform is different.
Yeah.
We hit an audience out there beyond RLM people.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, go to the BitChute thing, and 50, 100 people will pick up the show over a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So...
Yep.
That means between the opinions that we either share or disagree on, then there's all the electronic information you guys put out.
Yeah.
So, well, but to think that a lot of people would be interested in what we think.
Yeah. Speaking of electronic information.
They want a stimulus check, Rob. They want the government to save them.
Oh, yeah. They want free stuff. So what? Fuck them. Electromagnetic gardening thing I posted.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That will send a signal to the earth. And yes, more than likely that will stimulate the plant growth. I do the same thing, but, okay, you're going to think it's weird, but I do it anyway. I grab a bunch of copper wire, whatever size I can get, strip
mm-hmm.
it bare, or at least strip the ends of it bare a good ways. And I'll wrap it around the funnel.
Yeah, you told us.
Start at the little part and wrap that booger up 5, 6, 7, 12, 14, however many wraps. I normally do 9 wraps because I'm stuck with the number 9, but however many you want to do, the more wraps you put on it, the stronger it'll be and the more area it will cover.
Right.
So I pull it off the funnel, pull the funnel out of it because it'll fall right out.
Yeah.
And that'll leave you a long end pointing down, leave yourself about 6 inches there, and you can have a straight long end sticking up, leave yourself about 6 inches there. Strip all the insulation off the top and the bottom piece, go out and stick that in the ground, point down, and put a couple of sticks around it to hold it up, and there you go. Do not hook it to your metal tomato cages if you're growing tomatoes, or to any metal cages, because I did that, and within a week, my tomato plants were completely brown. So
didn't like that. No.
Yeah, you don't want to put them inside the field of that basket.
Okay.
But other than that, it works real good. I had a much higher yield on my tomatoes and my cucumbers. My cucumbers went all over my fence, and it was a pain in the tail to get it all out of it. I had cucumbers that were growing half on one side and half on the other side of a post hole. So they're funny.
We have several gardeners in here. I'd like to see one of them try that and see it.
Yeah, and what that guy did is he had a bunch of circular magnets, ring magnets.
Yeah.
And he slid those, he taped them all together real nice, and slid them over the copper, or it was galvanized steel wire that he used.
Yeah.
Anything that's conductive. Anything that conducts electricity will work.
Any conductor, yeah.
Yeah. And what that does is, he probably had those magnets taped together because somewhere in there...
He used beeswax.
What?
Beeswax.
He used wax? Okay.
Beeswax, yeah, it says it right on there.
Somewhere in that batch, there's a couple that's turned the wrong way. So he's trying to repel. And that difference in magnetic field trying to repel and most of it trying to attract is what creates an imbalance that moves that magnetic field subatomically back and forth.
Yeah, vibrates.
Yeah, and as that oscillates, as it vibrates, as it creates a frequency, it turns that conductor, it charges it electrically.
Uh-huh.
It's a very low amperage and low voltage charge, but it's enough to stimulate the plant growth.
It's an ambient charge, yeah.
Yeah. And you don't have to buy batteries or do none of the weird stuff.
No, it's...
Just try it.
You just install it and leave it there?
Yeah. It needs to be 6 or 8 inches underground.
Yeah.
Because you're stimulating the roots. Now, this will make the plants grow really good, and it will really stimulate the size of the fruit.
Right.
So, good thing.
And the other thing on that one is you orient them north to south.
North to south, yeah. Yeah.
And you orient the magnets north to north, south to south. So you've got the north pole of the magnets facing north on the wire at the south end of the wire.
Yeah.
That's important for some reason, too, so...
It's very important because if you're other than north and south, that's going to make your magnetic field and the wire go funny.
Yeah.
It'll reduce it. And if it's at an angle, it could cancel it out completely.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
My wife is bragging.
100 cucumbers from two plants.
Yep. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them, I've been taking them up to the bar people.
Yeah.
And she's just impressed as shit with Cirque's gardening abilities and has her own. Does her own gardening. So
right.
Not, you know, it's a Danish woman, so hey, yeah, they all do this shit. Yeah, but when I brought them to her, I think I told the story probably too many times, but she took it right out of the bag and
yeah,
and munched it with no washing it off or nothing.
Right, right.
So this is right off the vine, out of my bag. Oh, gee, give me that.
I'll take that.
Yeah, she was into the second one before she said anything again. Just eating raw because, well, her results are much. They're superior to the stuff you get from the grocery.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Well,
that's not hard. Yeah.
That's what people need. We need to do this
yeah,
for each other.
Naturally grown stuff.
And give it to your friends. Fuck it. Sell it and all that horse shit if you want to. But
yeah, you're not going to get rich selling vegetables.
Beside the point, what you get rich giving food away to people that
exactly you get much more wealth out of goodwill than
yeah, but especially with free garden grown vegetables. Wow, I think it's like an ego trip in a sense because somebody else is receiving something that you did for work and they're just giving it to you.
Yeah,
there's a different. I'm from the city, Rob. This whole country living thing is...
Yeah, and there's nothing for free, no free lunches. What the fuck?
Yeah, there are. That's the whole point is...
I know, that's why it's different.
They're more giving, and they're not so greedy. And they've got such high taxes to pay and shit. And
yeah,
they say, oh, yeah, I pay a high tax, but I've never seen her be mean to somebody about money. And
yeah,
she's a storekeeper. But, you know,
yeah,
if somebody was hungry or whatever, they would never turn anyone away over money. It's not like that.
Yeah.
It's a different culture, too. But the things that I see on the internet every day compared to my physical life are just... Wow.
No, it's dog-eat-dog cutthroat world over here, man.
That's what I keep hearing, but, wow, that's my home.
I got mine. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I'd rather do the whatever I'm doing thing. I mean, as far as that goes. But Cirque got me going on the plants because, you know,
yeah,
it's brought me a lot of smiles to it. Yeah, give people something that they like. And then hear the story the next day about what they made out of it, which I don't really pay attention to. You know, I just know they're talking about the vegetables. But,
yeah,
you know, salad, something, and... but their excitement makes me feel good. So,
yeah,
repeating the story isn't half as important as living through it. You know, I'm only doing
right,
it because we're on the radio. I
right,
thought it was a jibber jabber about.
Are you finished?
I hope so.
Hey, Larry.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that'd be so hard. Take it out of the box, man.
No, I was just going to ask Larry. Larry, you said you were in a meeting before the show. I was just curious. Is that something to do with the project or something else? Or does it matter? Or?
Yeah, well, it had to do with the project. We also had a meeting yesterday with the design engineer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the project engineer.
Right.
And there's nothing that we can do right now, which is really a good thing. With the lockdown, he can't even get to from island to island to
oh, wow,
that's going to make their decisions. So until that's over with, we're dead in the water. However,
just wait till the election.
Oh, yeah. The end of the year will open everything up, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a good thing because now that we've got, have I told you about Big Boy?
Big Boy.
Yeah.
The 12 circuit thing?
Yeah, it's a new huge coil.
Oh yeah, the amp coil, the
high quotes.
Okay. Do that. The booster coil.
Yeah, the booster coil.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You talked about that, the big boy.
Big boy. Okay. Yeah, we're calling it big boy now because it is blowing our socks off. That's made it where we can now do a complete underground system.
Oh.
No overhead at all.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and that's kind of what they were looking for on the big project.
Uh-huh.
So we can do that now, and we found out that it's straight delta over there. Some places they use a grounded B when a ground is necessary. Other places they generate it. We will teach them how to generate it everywhere.
Okay, stop. Explain for me and everyone else what's delta and what was the other thing you said, B?
Grounded B.
Grounded B and delta and what's all that?
That's a transformer configuration that supplies a specific voltage.
Okay.
Big industry uses over here uses 220 and 440.
Right.
Okay. Some industry over here uses 110, 208, and 277.
Yeah.
So we sort of, I've got drawings for both.
Okay.
Different ways to hook it up. But that the last set of numbers I gave you, the 120, 200, 277, that's a Y transformer that is grounded. The center tap of that is grounded.
Okay.
So that's a different thing so that we can get the 110 lights that we use over here that are so expensive to use.
All right.
Yeah, power company gets more money.
But yeah.
Over there they use a delta, which is a simple equilateral triangle, and each phase, each leg, is 120 degrees out of phase. So that means
that makes
things rotate.
Okay.
You got to go 120 degrees before you start the next phase of it.
Right. Okay.
And that gives you 220, 440, and 480, I believe. I'm not real sure on the Europeans. There's a few numbers different than ours, and I have no idea what it is. I haven't got that learned yet.
Yeah.
But that's close. But anyway, we've got all that information now, and that makes the vast majority of our drawings good because we don't have to use the Y drawings.
Okay.
We've cleaned up all of the other drawings. I'm going back through, and the ones that have a bunch of wires shown on the wiring diagram that jump one another, I'm looking at ways to draw those so that the wires don't cross. There's no way anybody can get confused.
Yeah.
Just to simplify the drawing.
Yeah.
We've got four new ways to wire the big boy, and I've got six more to draw out. So we're coming right along. This new big coil can be a transformer. This new big coil can be a huge supercapacitor.
Uh-huh.
We're right at the point that if we have a bank of these and a large enough distribution system, enough light poles and houses and businesses on the grid, on our grid, that if we can take a lightning strike and distribute that balance, that load, that big surge back out through the entire system and store it in these big capacitors to sell to the power companies.
Right. That sounds very interesting.
I think as far as the drawings go, I think we're pretty well set.
Yeah.
What the meeting today was about, just a second, I had to cough there.
Yeah.
What the meeting today was about, got to cough to get off. I've had a wish list of test equipment, and
right. It
runs about $300,000.
Uh-huh.
And we were going over their wish list and adding things on my wish list to it. And it looks like we're going to be close to $500,000 worth of test equipment when this is done with.
Sweet.
So, what we're going through all this crap about is they want a budget.
Uh-huh.
And we're trying to figure out how much it's going to cost to buy just the equipment, how much material's going to cost, blah, blah, garbage.
Right.
Yeah,
all the details.
Yeah, all the stuff that I hate to do, that's why I don't manage my own business.
Right.
I tried that, and it don't work for me.
I hear you. Yep. A lot to be said for a good business manager.
Yes, really. And they're hard to come by for an honest one.
Yeah, true.
What?
Are you interested in the job?
Me? Oh, no. I was being sarcastical. Shit. I'm retired, Larry. I'm under contract now. I do yard work and make sure we don't run out of milk and coffee.
Yep.
That's how, you know, it's like being
so many responsibilities.
I'm telling you, man, life is good. Life is good.
Lucky that.
I like to be just responsible for me.
Well, you know, that's the problem with getting married is you're not. It's there's two of you boneheads now. Have fun with that. Because life is a roller coaster. You know, unless you're like a boring, dull, mundane lump of blah, and you have nothing, you know, nothing to argue about. I think we all do. So life is like that. And I'm just one of those people that likes to ride the storm.
Always pushing the envelope.
Well, especially with ideas like the ones that we discussed here.
Yeah.
Electricity being delivered to us on a frequency that's bad for your human health. And the people doing it know it. So, wait a minute. All these lies all my life, over and over and over, that seem to have calmed and convinced others, just pissed me the fuck off.
I'm willing to die for convenience.
Well, yeah, it's easier for us to say that, too, because we've been there and back. You know, think about the young people that... some of these kids are so... I don't know. I guess we were the same in our day, just in a different way. They used to have to make us join the military to shoot people. Now they arm 17-year-olds and they do it in the street.
Yep.
So and in a military fashion, this whole thing seems to me. I mean, why are you walking down a street armed? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Ooh, somebody got an important phone call.
Yeah.
So, like,
quick finger on the mute button, too.
Fond of guns myself. But I'm not fond of telling other people what to do or play with. But when shit goes that badly, I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
It's almost as though it was planned that way.
Yeah. Almost like somebody was funding it.
And all the players in it were playing a certain position in it to make it appear like it was real.
Well, I like to say orchestrated.
Well, all right, when you break it down, look, we're all going to sound like...
It's orchestrated. It's not like somebody's actually telling each group this or that or the other thing, but a nudge here, a few $100,000 there... You know, a million here, a million there. You know, you can do just about anything you want to do. You got the money.
Yep. But of all the things to want to do at the age of 17 and the time we're in, and this...
Well, I blame parents for that. I mean, that's just...
Well, no, 17, come on. Now, you're own man at 17.
Well, no, he has to take responsibility, but I blame his parents for the outcome.
Because I don't know what the outcome is.
Well, the outcome of him. They raised a man that felt the need to go down and do what he did.
Wow, and at a young age, too.
Yeah.
That's frightening. Wow.
You know.
Everybody knows right from wrong.
And there's a lot of people that'll argue on his side, saying, you know, he was there with the militia. He was there to help people. He had a medic kit. He was there to protect property and to help people that got hurt. Yeah, his mama drove in there. It's like, yeah, I mean, I'm actually arguing this girl's position on this side. So, yeah. Because we kind of disagreed about this. And, you know, we don't disagree about a whole lot, but you know, because I think, okay, if you look at the circumstances in a purely, you take the Mervin emotion out of it. Well, because you get, it's the way law is done. You have to take just the facts, man.
Okay. Boy, you're funny tonight, man. Just the facts, nothing but the facts.
Well, wow. That's what
it's an admiralty court, and they're all fucking you in the ass, all three of them together, and they just don't tell you that part. You're the straw man. It's got nothing to do with you. So,
okay.
No.
Well.
I disagree with the whole concept of how the law is operated.
Well, yes. I mean, that's a whole another thing.
I'm against the idea of enforcing your fucking will on me. Fuck off. And that includes if they tried to tell me I had to carry a pistol. I would just be pissed off if they told me I couldn't carry one, if in fact I give a shit.
The bottom line comes down to is, did the kid have the right to be there? And the bottom line is, yeah, he had a right to be there. He had a right to be armed. He had a right to defend property.
I don't trust 17-year-olds with fucking arms. Are you insane?
That doesn't matter what she
says.
Yeah, well,
exactly. That's
if
why
you can join the military and go shoot down people in the Middle East, why can't you do it here in Portland?
Wow. I was in Nam at 18.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
What I was trying to get about. You can trying to remove, when you remove all of the extraneous bullshit, okay, and you come down to facts, the guy was there. He had his rifle. He had a med kit. His stated purpose for being there was to help people and to protect property. That was the militia's whole deal.
The only reason they were there is there was because there's a horde of people out there rioting and destroying property and hurting people. Okay? He went there. He went there with a sense of duty in his mind, right or wrong, whatever you want to call it. He went there with a sense of duty to and service to others. He was there to help people and protect property. And so,
and did he or not?
Well, that's a matter of debate.
No, not.
Did he actually?
Was he protected or property was not protected?
Well, those three people. Well, okay. Well, here, those three people won't be destroying any property. So yes, the property was protected.
It's perspective, then, right?
And sure.
Being a smart ass.
Too. I know. Well, I'm trying to have a serious conversation.
And I'm trying to lighten it up because
I know. Well,
I'm the funny guy, man.
Yeah, but
I can't take all the serious. It makes my head hurt.
Well, okay.
But see, what my only concern in this whole equation is the age of the kid, and then you've got gun laws that restrict age for kids. Yet here we have a kid armed on the street. In what? Wait a minute. There either is or there is not.
That's an issue by itself. Whether it was legal for him to be armed on the street. And if it was illegal, which it hasn't been brought up, so I'm suspecting that it's not in that state.
You really don't even know what hole you're peeing out of. I mean, if you had a medical terms, you couldn't.
There are laws against selling to minors. But possession is a different issue. I mean, I agree with you. The kid shouldn't have never been there. I said that from the get-go. The kid shouldn't have been there. And I blame the parents. I blame the parents for that. His mom drove him there, you know, so... He's in the family, so yeah. So I mean, I blame, you know, that's his environment that he was in. That's what made him what he was, and that's why I say everything that people do, you can tie it back to their parents and their upbringing. And
things that I did, my parents never helped me do them. They never encouraged me to do them. They were against me doing them. So I went into doing my bad things, whatever they were,
right.
And no, full knowing, hey, my parents told me this isn't a good idea, but you know what? Sometimes you think shit like that when you're a teenager.
Right.
And
so,
then actually, if you survive it, you grow out of it. But this kid was doing something that, to me, was just totally insane. For a 17-year-old, 17-year-old should be out trying to get laid.
I totally agree. Yeah, he had no business being there at all. And again, I blame the parents for that, because that's what the parents were into. That's what they brought that kid up into, and had been training him. I mean, the kid was a cadet. I mean, he was all into police, and he wanted to be that was his thing. He wants to be a cop.
And his life, his life is probably over then. By at this point,
no, no.
As far as, I don't see a big future for the United States. I mean,
in a general sense, that goes for anybody, yeah.
We're all
facing that dilemma.
Right. They're pushing for the global reset so they can, instead of explaining the dollar crash, let's have a virus. And here we are. With an election. Yeah, but see, all the props to make society appear real to the voter. All these things are being done on purpose the way they're being done. There's nothing. Just happens.
Well, no.
Well, explain that to these yo-yos that think if you vote for this idiot or that idiot, either hand, there's going to be a change. There isn't. It's the same crap year after fucking year. It has been ever since I was a child. I don't know what planet these voter people live on.
I smell what you're stepping in there, brother.
What?
I smell what
you're stepping in. They vote here, too. It's the same shit.
Yeah,
and I'll tell these, they don't talk to me about politics in English here. because they know what I think. So it's like, instead of me learning Danish so I can fight in a bar, we just don't talk about shit. But it's not like they don't know. It's just they don't want to hear. It's like, no, we don't. Yeah, like in school. No, we're trying to drink and have fun, not argue about nothing. So they only ask me certain things, and then when you don't get asked again, then you know, oh, they didn't like the answer.
Yeah.
Well, if you are asked a question, and you're a representative of a foreign government, and you're on their soil, and you're not speaking their language, they kind of got a little bit of a hand on the thing, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, well, but they don't wield their axe of power on me in a social setting. But then again, I don't push my American system on them. So,
yeah, live and let live.
Exactly. Well, yeah, it's not as hard to do as it sounds.
No,
it really is. I mean, I hate an asshole just as much as the next guy does. And some of those people think I'm the one that's the asshole. Okay, that's fine. You know, that it doesn't matter in the end. The only thing that matters is what you're doing physically surrounded, you know, with your surroundings. And the rest of this stuff, all these ideas and stories we hear about faraway places, is time filler. Or it's designed to control the way that you see the world for a reason.
Right.
Doesn't seem to work on Larry. That fucking Larry, man. I don't even wear a mask.
No, it don't work on me. I'm sorry.
Well, I was yakky, so I thought you might want to talk a little bit, Larry.
Well, I'm not even politically correct. I'm too old to remember all that shit. I think when you're an old man like me, you can get away with saying what you think rather than what you think will make people happy.
Right.
And
yeah,
I'm not
there
yet
anymore.
Though.
Yeah, they do here. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We're still bopping around in that 40, in the 40 and 30 year olds group. You know, they treat me like a peer instead of an old man.
Yeah, when I smile at somebody and say nice to see you again, I mean it.
Yeah, because you're still here, fucker. That's right.
Yeah.
You can't do that if you're not here. So my advice to you, sir, is to take care of Larry.
Well, I do good with me.
Yeah, because who else could? You know, it's like, oh, well, sir takes care of this and that and the other thing, but I'm the one that I'm taking care of me, the me inside that, you know, nobody else even knows.
Right.
Well,
I
experiment with mental ideas when, you know, it's bedtime and you try to go to sleep so you don't spend a lot of time thinking about going to sleep. I found a way to do that years ago, and it sounds goofy to talk about it, but when I close my eyes, there's still colors and shapes and things. There's not like a black or anything. I still have vision of something. I don't know how to explain what it is.
I get the same thing.
When I concentrate on it, I fall asleep immediately, and next thing I know, I'm waking up.
Same.
I never have sleeplessness or none of that. But daylight or too much daylight here in Denmark in the summertime, that does affect it.
Yeah, because you get that red glow.
I don't know what it is, but you know, yeah, that interference.
Yeah,
that,
you can see it.
Wait.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Wow.
You see patterns and dots and it's shapes and it's moving and it changes and...
I've progressed into seeing color lately.
Oh, I see color all the time, yeah.
But I didn't used to. It was like a gray, dark, but not... Yeah, and now the last couple of weeks I've been noticing that. When I remember it, oh, wow, there was some vivid color in that.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
And so if you take and press on your eyes, you can enhance that effect too.
Oh no! I've got cornea damage. They're dented, so it gives me a stigmatism, and I'm nearsighted. I see like a fucking dog. It's just embarrassing.
I'm not talking about poking your eye. I'm just talking about
sensitive in the eye department. I don't know. I don't even like to rub my eyes, even Passola.
Oh yeah, if it's that bad.
Yeah, it's terrible. Oh yeah, it's like you wouldn't know unless I told you. It's just one of those weirdo things about a person. You know, everybody's got their little weakness.
Right.
Mine happened to be my eyes. But correctable with, there are ways to fix it. There's what's that drug called? Well, it's not a drug. It's a natural, and I can't remember it. It's saffron.
Yeah.
And I read a report that claimed that if you take 20 milligram tablets of saffron for 60 days, that you'll get health benefits in your vision. But I haven't been able to find an affordable source of the product to give it a whirl.
Saffron is expensive as fuck.
Exactly, but see, the reason for it, the system doesn't want us to have things that are good for us, Rob.
It's crazy. It's like $25 for three little sprigs of saffron. It's great. No, I do. I looked it up. I was looking to. And
Look at what the war on drugs did the price of weed.
Oh yeah.
Because when I was first young smoking it,
$10 lid was an ounce. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And it was right after Nixon started his war on drugs.
Yeah.
But it didn't really take effect financially for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And then,
it rolled in. Yeah.
Wow.
Now it's up to $200-$400 an ounce.
Yeah, and it's against the law to do any kind of gardening in some places. I mean, what?
Yeah.
Gardening? You can't. And then, it's called a weed for a reason.
Damn, this server is going fast.
We done? Oh,
no, it's too. We got 23 minutes left. But.
Well, then I got a question for you. Are you in terror of the state yet?
I've always been in terror of the state.
Okay, how do you mean it?
Specifically the face of the state, which is the law, the cops.
Yeah.
And I think everybody is. I mean, show me one person. I know there are a few, but show me one average, everyday person that if a cop gets behind them, they don't feel terror.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, I saw a horrible police video the other day. It might have been yesterday. And, it ends with one cop getting murdered and the other one just getting shot.
Yeah.
And they pull over this guy and they... And he's just resistant, an asshole from the whole beginning of the stop, right? But they're cops. Who would expect this punk to be nice to anyway? They're spraying him and all this other shit, and they end up dragging him out of the car. He's got a gun under the front seat, and he grabs it on his way out the car and shoots them both.
Yeah.
They never even had a chance to respond to that. But they're
over making a wide turn.
They're macing him, and they're doing all this. Where do you draw the line with this guy was defending himself?
Well,
I don't know. Because if they weren't so fucking violent, maybe they wouldn't have got shot.
Well, if they weren't doing something that is morally wrong for 99% of the rest of the population to do, it never would have been an issue. They pulled the guy over for making a turn a little wide that could be an indication of intoxication. That's why he got pulled over.
So you saw the same tape then?
Yeah, I saw it. And he had an expired tag. So he got pulled over for failing to pay tribute to the state and for making a wide turn that some moron could construe as being drunk. Which,
right,
once again, if you come...
Like that stuff, Rob.
And it comes back to that, like I was saying before, if there's no victim, there's no crime. If you're not hurting anybody or causing harm or damage or theft, then you haven't committed a crime. So everything else is an infraction against the decree of the state.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so basically it's this group of guys over here telling me I can't do that. And so that's what he did wrong, is he defied a decree.
Yeah.
In their eyes, anyways.
Yeah, but see, when he wouldn't cooperate with their every fucking little word, well, he kind of went a little further with it, but he wasn't compliant at all in the first place. But they were immediately violent to him. Instead of... There was no attempt to not make that violent.
Well, yeah, if they hadn't instigated it in the first place, there never would have been any violence. You have to take it.
It was obvious to me when he was fucking around with the paperwork, like in the first 10 seconds of that, well, he's hiding. He's nervous. He's afraid. Probably doesn't want to go to jail. I could see all that just on the way he was behaving.
Right.
So the cops, they had to, they're trained to see this, and they both get shot because they're incompetent fucking cowards.
Right. Well,
so many different ways. They couldn't even drag this guy out of his car after spraying him with mace and tasering him. They still couldn't get him out. And he only came out because he had a gun.
Right.
So, wow. Well, how, and now, I suppose, I feel like this. I'm watching this in Denmark. I'm supposed to feel sorry for these two cops. That's the reason that I was shown that video.
Yeah, that's the light that it's portrayed in, yeah.
Oh, I don't. I think that if the cops weren't such cunts, that would have never happened. There was
other
ways to deal with it, to get that guy to cooperate, but the police...
Yeah, they could have just minded their own business and left the guy alone, and everything would have been cool.
Yeah, but there's no money in leaving people alone.
So, fuck them.
Yeah, so they need that revenue.
See, they're revenuers. They're out revenuing. And, you know, hey, I don't feel bad for them.
Oh, not a bit.
Me neither. And I'm saying, and I can see the portrayal of the video to my, you know, what they're trying to appeal to me with.
Oh, yeah.
And still...
Who these brave officers putting their lives on the line?
Yeah, no, I saw two bullies
to steal money from people.
But they met a better thief and a better bully, and he got them both.
Yeah.
Well, you know that message, because I'm not what do you call it? Like a voter thinker. I'm not for this police state shit.
Right.
I'm for freedom.
I'm for right and wrong. And right is freedom means doing what you want to do as long as you're not hurting anybody else.
And sometimes you can't really, but you could be blamed for hurting somebody, but you didn't do anything more than speak your mind or say something cruel at the moment, right? And words get the same response out of people as punching them in the fucking face.
Right.
I mean, Christ, I'm 5'4". I used to have to hit people to get the kind of response out of them that I get out of calling a nigger a nigger. Because you can't say that anymore. Oh, fuck you, I can't. You can tell me
just
what I can say. Stupid.
It don't matter what color you are, a nigger is still a nigger.
You know what? That's what I mean, Larry. We're from the day where people understood words in a different context. They raced it up in the 1960s so that they could use it as a tool, a weapon. It's this fucking word, people. Carlin warned us all about this. They thought he was kidding. And he wasn't making comedy shows. He was doing documentaries on how to deal with government and society.
Exactly.
That's why they put him down when they did. He should be alive still. He was a healthy fucking 75.
Yep. Donna.
But
no tears for slain swine.
Uh-oh. Well, his wife dying, I always felt that that put the depression into him and set him loose on society, because he got really mean afterwards and started coming out with what people were thinking were comedy routines, and it sounded like to me was, hey, he's describing the Senate.
Yeah. But yeah, I got no sympathy for him, because when you work for an evil institution, you are by default evil.
Well, what about when you were working for that evil institution? Because I've worked for it. I didn't really know it, but I did. Hindsight shows me I did. Because of the companies that...
Yeah, well, I was in the Air Force. So, yeah.
I worked for rental industry.
I was a medic. And so I wasn't on that end of it. But, yeah. I actually didn't go into the Air Force by choice.
Oh, they drafted your happy ass. You never mentioned that before.
No. It wasn't a draft.
Oh, okay. It was a deal.
I was given a choice.
Yeah.
So was I, Rob.
Wow.
we got some bad boys here, man.
And my shame is I wasn't bad enough to get into any of the four military branches. None of them wanted me. Went, wait a minute. But I'm a rather handsome fellow, and I'm fun at parties. And they said, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And all I said is, I'm not willing to kill anybody.
I was actually supposed to go into intelligence.
In the military.
I was supposed to be
there
for
you. That's a funny joke.
I actually was slotted to go in as Air Force Intelligence, and a mix-up in the folders at my entrance thing when I went in switched me over to medic. I had the wrong color folder, and I ended up in the medic line. To make a long story short.
The military's color-coded for the slower ones. Who knew?
I had a red color.
It's a good thing there's only three colors on an American flag, or your average American couldn't remember the fucking colors. I am terribly upset.
We gotta write it down.
Well, I'm telling you, I am terribly upset with my peers back in the homeland. Ooh. Boy, I've been gone 9 years, and this is what you guys do to my country. What the fuck? Who was driving this thing?
Wasn't me.
Hey, so to be really honest, Rob, I don't take any of this country shit seriously. I like to make jokes about it because to me, it is funny. Well,
no, it's all a fucking joke.
All of a sudden, think that I was going to be a Trump supporter so Biden doesn't get the White House. What difference does... I don't care if Pinocchio gets the White House, okay?
You don't have to be a Trump supporter to know and understand that there's no fucking way Biden can ever fucking be president.
It's great. It's the best. Oh, man.
And if he does, that just tells you where we're at.
But next to the COVID, the election, that's the second. The hoax is on, people. There's no country left. They slit their own fucking financial throat, and they're claiming they're going to still continue forward. Where? What's left for Trump to fuck up? I don't see it. I think he's done good enough. See ya. But Joe Biden, wait a minute. That's not necessarily better. It's like a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. It's funny to me because I don't live there. If I lived there, I don't think I'd be laughing. If I lived there, I think I'd be out in the streets with guns shooting people.
Nah.
So, yeah.
Just depends where you're at.
I would, well, I'd pick a place that was fucking hot and then go to it and I'd shoot people. If that was the podcast, why not? That'd be a wild fucking life, man. I wouldn't want to be married to Cirque and living in America right now. No. You know? Yeah. So, yeah, because if I was, what would I be doing there? I'd have to be insane to be there in the first place.
Right.
And I knew that. I knew that when I was in Scotland, but I didn't know I knew it. It just was like, well, I don't really want to go home. Where am I going to go here?
I know I don't want to go there. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I've thought about it for a long, long time, man. And for me, it's a one-way trip. I mean, if I ever do make that step, there's no coming back.
I'm glad you did. Yeah,
I probably will be.
Yeah.
It's just a big step, and...
It's a matter of freedom, and freedom is in your mind.
And right now, I'm too comfortable where I'm at.
Yeah, so you got to convince your mind and your body to be in the same place at the same time, and sometimes they're in conflict. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through it, yeah. I might go through it now and not recognize it because I'm so settled and comfortable, but I spent a lot of years as a traveler.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed this. Boy, you couldn't stop me from going places. And now they can't get me out of the house. It's terrible. So,
but if they get this coral manufacturing at a speed where we can start doing something with it, I will probably be there.
With the lockdown thing, bullshit, you're going to just...
Yeah, we're talking next year. But...
three more months.
Yeah, at least.
Oh well, so. Next week I'm doing a solo in a Perfect World show, and on my birthday night. So on my birthday, on the premise of the show is going to be, I'm going to take over the world and tell you how things should be. That might be fun.
That sounds fun. Yeah.
I just thought of it, so I thought I'd interrupt you and let them all know.
Are you providing champagne?
Fuck yeah, you can drink, Spart.
Okay, I'll be there.
You just put it on the RLM tab. Absolutely. And my attorneys will see it gets paid someday.
Perfect.
What? Well, I live on credit, according
yeah.
to the monetary system, so as far as I'm concerned, this whole fucking money thing is a big joke. You know, you're trying to get me to be all bummed out and upset with it. It ain't going to happen. Good luck.
All right.
Well, so, there's people. Hey, there's people that are wanting a stimulus check from the government.
Yeah.
Another one. They just got one. They want another one. So, an addiction. You're addicted to imaginary money. It's fake money in the first place.
Yeah.
They need to reset. You watch. They're going to reset it. And you're going to need a card to use. And if you don't have a card, you better get a card.
Yes.
Cash will not exist in the near future.
Yeah.
So I'm worried. Yeah.
Change the subject. Larry, we talked about the project meeting that you ran earlier, but we never talked about your Monday meeting. Was there anything exciting happening there?
I asked in the Monday meeting if there would be a place if other people could manufacture coils, other than the people that were building for them.
Right.
And they said, yeah. So once we get going, we'll put you through the school.
Yeah.
And once you pass the course, you'll be certified to make the coils.
Uh-huh.
And then all you got to do is train your crew and do inspection. If they're not right, we don't buy them.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
So,
yeah. Well, that's really good news.
So, yeah, I've made sure and asked about it. So I'm glad you brought it up. I was.
Yeah. You were thinking about us.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's exactly what I need, is to have that ability or available.
We got to thinking about it, and if we have a village of 1,000 homes,
mm-hmm.
then that's 6,000 coils that we'll need.
Right.
And if we, like, go to these people that just now opened up their business and just now learned how to what wrap them and just now found out and...
Yeah, okay, now crank out 6,000 coils.
Yeah, now give me 6,000 coils and you're the one that's holding the job back.
Yep. We're waiting on y'all. Get ready.
Yeah, so... There's going to be plenty to go around, and once that
the need for the manufacturing is going to grow exponentially anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
Once you have the proof of concept down and this thing takes off, you ain't going to be able to keep up with it, and you're going to have somebody's going to have to eventually invest in the tooling and everything to automate this shit. So,
oh yeah, we've already got plans for that.
So you should have that.
We'll be selling franchises before long.
Okay.
So, you know, just depends on what parts you want. And, okay, so say you make the switching coil, because you can only make one coil, and then somebody else makes a different one.
Right.
So it's going to be departmentalized.
Right.
But... once you get that, we're light years ahead now of everything else, and we're developing new coils all the time.
Right.
So initially, we're going to say, "Look, this is our next product for you.
Uh-huh.
You want to make it, and then you just make the switching coil that you're already making, plus make this one."
Yeah, just add another product line on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, it's all component. Everything's going to be.
We've been over that, yeah. Military grade connections and everything, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just the military grade connections sticking out of a piece of plastic.
Right.
So we're ready for it.
And just a socket on it.
Yeah. But
yeah.
This time that we've got to wait until the lockdown's over with is just going to give us more time to come up with more ways that these things can be used.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're coming up with new shit every week. It's amazing.
Well, we're working every day.
yeah, that's obvious. So, have you done any more tests on that three-phase thing? Anything new there?
Nothing to report. That particular coil that he got with it is putting out 30-1 instead of 10-1.
Oh wow!
So it's increasing the amperage 30 times more than what the wire is rated for.
So on a 3-amp circuit, you'd get 90 amps.
No, you get 900.
On 3 amps?
Oh, so on 3 amps, yeah. On 3 amps, it'll give you 90.
Yeah.
But 30 amps are 30 amps.
Yeah, if you're pushing 30 amps, you're going to get 900 out of the back.
You can push 30 amps to 22 gauge wire with this system.
Damn. So 900 amps out of these new coils.
Yeah.
It just gets more exciting all the time, man.
We're working on it. We're developing new things. We're looking at new products. We've already gone past motorcycles and are into cars. No capacitor systems. We just eliminated with this new big boy coil.
we just eliminated 340 pounds of capacitor out of an electric car, as well as the battery bank.
Damn. Yeah, because that'll just straight up run it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's over 1,300 pounds out of a car, weight-wise, to start with.
Yeah.
And we can do that with planes.
Yeah, and boats.
Yeah, and definitely boats.
Right. Well, our time is up.
Wow.
It is on the 3 o'clock on the money. So,
thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's been a good show. Thanks for being here. Thanks everybody for listening. And we'll bring you more next week.